Are Catholics Christian? Within recent decades, we've seen a blurring of the lines between the distinction of a Catholic and a Christian. It used to be that when you would ask someone who adheres to Catholicism what religion they pertain to, they would without hesitation say, "I'm a Catholic." But within recent years, we've seen a younger generation claim Christianity, but use the prefix Catholic with that. Now, make no mistake about it, Catholics are not Christian. And if you want a more in-depth study on this, I want to encourage you to go to my YouTube channel, First Works Baptist Church, and type into the search bar, "Why Catholics Are Not Christian," and you will get a sermon on that. Now, let me start off by saying that I don't hate Catholics. You know, I hate the Catholic religion, but I don't hate the individual. And in fact, in my opinion, Catholics are some of the most receptive people in the Los Angeles area. The vast majority of the people that I went to the Lord are Catholics. I was a former Catholic. I believe they have great precursors to prepare them for salvation. They believe that the Bible is the Word of God. They believe in the Trinity. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, having these beliefs doesn't get someone saved. They have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ exclusively without works in order to be saved. Which leads me to my first point. Catholics are not Christian because they have a different salvation. They'll often say there is no salvation outside of the Catholic Church, whereas the Bible actually says something completely different. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And of course, that name is Jesus, not the Catholic Church. John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even unto them that believe on his name." The Bible says that in order to have salvation, all we have to do is place our faith in Jesus Christ, plus nothing, minus nothing. Whereas the Catholic Church will actually say, you have to do good works in order to merit eternal life. You have to keep the seven sacraments in order to merit eternal life. Well, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us." And in fact, when confronted with this truth, Catholics will often say, "Well, yeah, it's by faith, but you have to do the works also." Now, herein lies the dichotomy of Catholic salvation, because they will readily admit that it's by faith alone, but they'll also say, "But you also have to do the works. You also have to keep the seven sacraments. You also have to get baptized and partake of the Eucharist and do all these things in order to merit eternal life." Whereas the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You see, keeping the seven sacraments, doing good works, are things that take effort on our part. Whereas the Bible says that it's not of yourself. It's by grace. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 11, verse number 6, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace." So the Catholic who says that it's by faith alone, but adds the seven sacraments and good works in order to merit eternal life, they actually make the gift of God null and void. Folks, the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3:16, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Catholics are not Christian because they have a different salvation. Number two, Catholics are not Christian because the Catholic Church is a den of idolatry. You see, you walk into a Catholic church, one of the first things that you'll see are idols, images of Jesus Christ, images of the apostles, images of other so-called saints. And this is a direct violation of the Word of God. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 3 says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God," the Bible says. You see, the Bible specifically says that we should never make an image of Jesus, make an image of the Godhead, and not only that, but we shouldn't even bow down and worship it. Now, when Catholics are confronted with this biblical truth, they will often try to refute it by saying, "Well, we don't worship these images. We're just venerating them. You know, we're giving them veneration, not worship." But here's the thing. When you look at what their veneration looks like, it is worship according to the biblical definition. So you can change the word all you want. It's still worship according to the Bible. And the Bible says that we need to keep ourselves from idols. What agreement had the temple of God with idols, the Bible says? And so Catholics are not Christian because, number one, they have a different salvation. Number two, the Catholic Church is a den of idolatry. Number three, they worship a different mediator. Now, one of the key doctrines of the Catholic Church is this matter of Mariology. They believe that Mary is the Mother of God and that she's a mediator between us and God Himself. This, of course, is a polar opposite of what the Bible actually teaches. You see, the Bible teaches us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 5, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." There's only one mediator between us and God, not Mary, it's Jesus Christ. Now, no one's denying the existence of Mary. No one is denying that she gave birth to Jesus Christ. What we are denying is that she's divine. What we are denying is that she's a mediator between us and God. The Bible says that Jesus Christ ever liveth to maketh intercessions for us, not Mary. Now, when confronted with this truth, they'll often say, yeah, but, you know, she's still the Mother of God. You know, she's the Mother of God in the flesh. Well, actually, that's not necessarily what the Bible teaches. And in fact, in Matthew chapter 12, we find the story of Jesus preaching to the multitudes. An individual comes to him and says, "Behold, thy mother," referring to Mary, "and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee." He responds by saying, "Who is my mother and who are my brethren?" And he stretched forth his hands unto his disciples and said, "Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Catholics are not Christian because of the fact that they worship a different mediator. And lastly, Catholics are not Christian because of the fact that they find their origins in what they refer to as the first pope, known as Peter. They claim that when the Bible says, "Behold, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," that was the ordination of the first pope, and the first pope was Peter. Now, here is the ridiculousness of this teaching. You see, pope actually means father. You know, think of the papacy, the papa. It's referring to father, and which is in direct violation of what the Bible teaches in Matthew chapter 23, where it states, "And call no man father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven." And so to call Peter the pope is in direct violation of what Jesus says, which he basically said, "You should call no man," referring to religious leader, "a father, which is upon the earth." We never see in the Bible anybody referring to Peter as the Pope. We never find anybody kissing his feet or kissing his ring or him carrying a staff with the upside down crucifix. Folks, this is Catholic doctrine and it doesn't match up with the Bible. Why Catholics are not Christian? Number one, they have a different salvation. Number two, the Catholic Church is a den of idolatry. Number three, they worship a different mediator. And number four, they find their origins in the so-called Pope Peter in Matthew chapter 16, which is not a proper interpretation. If you want more information about this, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, First Works Baptist Church. Type in "Why Catholics Are Not Christian." You'll get more information about that. If you have any questions also, you can DM me, and hope to see you in the next video. All right, God bless you.